stretched out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Sunday, November 13th, 2022. I am Lou with the American branch of PNN. What are we going to be talking about today? Well, first we will talk about Saudi family is getting CIA couped, detat, deté, coup d'état, deté, coup d'état. Did I say it right? Pretty sure I said it.
Coup d'état.
No, it was coup d'état, duh. Coup d'état, duh. Duh. Duh, Lou. Duh. Coup d'état. At least I know when I'm saying shit wrong and have the fucking brain cells to correct myself as I'm doing it. Unlike retarded people. Coup d'état. I knew I was saying it wrong. Coup d'état. Saudi family is getting CIA coup d'état by Biden. Wonderful. How wonderful. Next. Then in the other thread. The most important thread on this board right now. Wait, did I miss a thread? What's going on? What's happening? These are my only threads I'm talking about? Okay, what? I don't even know what I'm doing in my own show. And the finale thread, I guess, is the most important thread on the board right now. And then I guess I'm kind of short on threads. So we'll finish with Saltshaker Special, because he's almost at 3,000 subs, and that'll be the finale. That's the show. I think it will be better than it sounds. I think it will be better than it sounds. Just stick around. It'll be a wonderful show. Let us begin, shall we? First, Saudi family is getting a CIA coup d'état by Biden. Goy-based Muslims, absolutely happening. I repeat, this is not a drill. Biden is fomenting a coup d'état to MBS. Where is your sauce, dumb leaf? In Saudi Arabia, in the city of Al-Qutayf, thousands of people took to the street shouting, "Death to Al-Saudi! Death to Al-Saudi!" Protests against the ruling dynasty in the kingdom began after Saudi authorities announced again. Man, does the CIA have like a button they press and they make a coup d'etat happen? They just have like a coup d'etat button. Boss, do we need a coup d'etat in Saudi Arabia because they will not give us oil? Yes, we do, sir. Okay, hit the button. And they hit the button. You know, I really think that they hit that button for the BLM riots. That was the BLM riot button. They have a system down. I think they just pay groups of people to riot in specific places and it gains momentum. And they do it alongside, like, pushing on they push it on the news. And then they run these groups that they pay money to, like, do small mini-riots. And those mini-riots snowball into big riots. That's how they do it. Something like that. They pay people money. Money. Shekels. It's always shekels. Shekels buys you power. A flying rug just flew over my house. Fucking Muslims. The enemy of my enemy. In reality, Biden is a brain-addled mummy, held together by very thin strings. Yeah, he's a puppet. This is a slide thread. Yeah, this is also a thread that was on Ponu Central's thread list. So here's one of them. Go check out Ponu Central for the other ones. Here's a shameless plug for Ponu Central. Only $9.99. 5 easy payments of $9.99. And you too can have news daily. Yeah, I just don't get how the CIA could just coup countries so easily. They must have a very good system that's tried and true. I think they used it for BLM. I think they did BLM. I think January 6th was a setup. Some guy posted on one of my videos that all of night. Here, let me just find it. I'll read this post. I didn't updute that vid. I should have updated it. I haven't watched it yet, Salt. That's why it wasn't updated yet. It wasn't updated yet because I had not watched it yet, Salt. Sorry, I was getting there. I don't know, I can't find this fucking comment. What? Some dude said that all of 9/11 was the Jewish kikes and it was all a ploy by the government to, I think it was in response to me saying Bush was algorithmically stolen. Maybe it wasn't this. All of 9/11 was kikes and stolen and shenanigans and I don't know, dude. I think kikes definitely knew it was probably going to happen. And that's why all the stock market shenanigans were going on. I think those should have been investigated, definitely. Like, why did all those people sell all those airline stocks before the crash? Very, very, shenanigans-y. That's very questionable. But,
Was there, like, explosives in the buildings, the towers? No. No. The plane hit it. It was a fucking 800-pound, fucking 1,000-ton plane slamming into a building at very fast speeds. Almost quarter bullet speeds. Crazy. Think of like a very slow bullet going into a building that weighed, you know, like 800 tons. You know, it's fucked. It's good. The building's gonna fall. Okay. The building's gonna fall. How they managed to find a passport among the debris is beyond me. That's a little funny. That's a little, that makes you scratch your head a little bit. Wow. We couldn't find any other proof of these people. Oh, but we found the passport. Wow, thank you. Good investigation. No black boxes, but we got their paper passport. Somehow survived the crash. Thank you. Thank you. The metal black box that's in the fucking safety housing to protect it was not found. But that passport sure was. Fucking thank God. Thank God we were able to identify them. No fucking shenanigans there. Finale threat, I guess, already. The most important threat on this board right now. U.S. tax money at work. First, U.S. gives taxpayers money in the form of military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. And then, Ukraine uses U.S. aid to partner with FTX. Okay, cool, yes, yes. And then FTX donates money to the Democratic Party, PACs, and candidates. Wow. And then the Democratic Party backs Biden. Oh, wow. It goes in a big circle. Wow. So awesome. Isn't that great? Our tax money at work. You see, they use our tax money and then they funnel our tax money to the Democratic Party. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool, guys? That's so cool. That's so cool. Man, they're so clever. They're so clever. That must be like straight up Hillary Clinton shit right there. They must be taking notes from Hillary Clinton. Wow. I'm just bamboozled. Yeah. For those listening, Zelensky's the stripper. Biden is the patron. Money, 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 money. Billions and 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 billions. Are we fucking halfway to 60 yet? Are we halfway to 60 yet? Maybe if I keep saying billions and billions a couple shows in a row, we'll get almost to 60 billion, billion, billion dollars. Billions. Billions to Ukraine. Guys, if it takes me so long just to say how many billions we sent to Ukraine, imagine how many dollar bills are in there. Like, I can't even say how much. It's hard to say the amount of money in just a descriptive form, let alone to count out said money. God, 60 billion. What could you do with 60 billion? If I gave you, like, if I just, like, fuck it. I went up to you, specifically, and I was like, here, is $60 billion. Go. What would you do? How would you change the fucking world? Tell me in the comments below, I guess. I don't know. What would you do with $60 billion, guys? Fuck. I could do a whole fucking lot with $60 billion. I'd use fucking $20 billion of it to get rid of all the fucking... I would make campaigns to get rid of fucking shit skins and kikes. And you just get it. I would just advertising campaigns about how they're ruining our country. Yep. $20 billion for that. That alone. Be going through California. There'd be all these ads about go back to India. Go back to Mexico now. Get the fuck out of here. It's like ruining our country. And then I would use $10 billion to make a wall. $10 billion would be a wall. I would make my own wall. I would build my own wall. And if someone doesn't want me to, I'd be like, fuck you, get out of my way. I'm making a wall. Get out of my way. My wall, go away. Fuck you. If the government won't do it, I will. I will make the wall. Sue me or something. I don't give a fuck. Bankruptcy. The wall's already built. Haha, I win. I'll put fucking mines in Mexico. Nobody will do anything about it. There'll be mines along the wall. No one will know where they are. Don't put it in my hands. Don't put that money in my hands. Okay, there's nothing in the thread. I was reading it while I was ranting. Wow, what a great finale. What a wonderful finale. Okay, I guess on to the actual finale of the show. God, Thank God, Salt. I need content, Salt. I need to... I'm going to steal your content now. It's mine. Your content's mine now. Your content is mine. I'm stealing it.
Mine. My content. Now it is mine.
Let's see what content would be mine now. Dave Chappelle. Oh, God, I gotta do Dave Chappelle, don't I? This was preordained. Okay, before I get into this, fuck Dave Chappelle. I said it. I said it, fuck Dave Chappelle. 5 people just unsubscribed. Fuck Dave Chappelle. Gotta hate him. I never really got why everyone liked him so much. He was just so popular. So popular. Still is incredibly popular. He's just next level popular. You can't say anything bad about Dave Chappelle at all. Like when he did that, I'm Rick James, bitch. Shit. My friend went fucking ballistic. From that moment on, he was a Chappelleite. Anyways, I've listened to the full thing. I did not like it. Did not like it. The feeling I got from this was that Dave Chappelle had a mandate. I mean, first off, why is Dave Chappelle going on Saturday Night Live? He hates these people. He got his show rights back, I guess. So maybe he's kind of ingratiated to them a little bit since he finally got his shit back from Comedy Central. I don't know, man. I really don't know what to take away from this monologue. You know what it's like? It's like the nigger has a fucking chain around his neck and he's saying as much as he can without getting whipped by his master. That's what it is. This nigger has a fucking chain around his neck. Connie is free. He's a free man. But Dave Chappelle is a slave nigger. He's a slave nigger. Anyways, let's watch and I'll complain about it while we watch it. And all those white people just suck that black man's cock for like 30 seconds.
Very much for being here. But before I start tonight, I just wanted to read a brief statement that I prepared. I denounce anti-Semitism in all its forms. And I stand with my friends in the Jewish community. And that, Kanye, is how you buy yourself some time.
Accurate.
I gotta tell you guys, I've probably been doing this.
You hear that audience member was like, whoa. that was Jewish.
I've probably been doing this 35 years now. And early in my career, I learned that there are 2 words in the English language that you should never say together in sequence. And those words are the and Jews. I've never heard someone do good after they said that. He's gotten into some scrapes before. Normally, when he's in trouble, I pull up immediately. But this time, I was like, you know what? Let me see what's going to happen first. I just want to see where this is all going.
Listen to how apprehensive this audience is as they're just giggling. They're like, am I allowed to laugh? just watch. You'll see.
I can't even remember how it started. Vaguely, I remember it started with a tweet. Strange tweet. It was like, I'm feeling a little sleepy. I'm gonna give me some rest, but when I wake up, I'm gonna go DEFCON 3 on the Jews. And then he just went to bed. I was up all night worried. What is he gonna do to the Jews?
Expose them.
I grew up around Jewish people. I have a lot of Jewish friends, so I'm not.
I have a lot of Jewish friends. Let that sink in for a moment.
Freaked out by your culture. I know a little bit about it just from hanging around. I'd be like, yo, let's go out at school tomorrow. They'd be like, we can't go out at Sha-na-na tomorrow. I'd be like, where?
Also, that audience is okay, I laughed at it because I know what the fuck it is, okay? Because I'm totally not a Nazi. But all these people laughing, you know why they're laughing so loudly? Because they are Jewish. Yep.
What is Sha-na-na? got so many questions. Why do some of your people dress like Run DMC? Kanye woke up from that nap, he went right to work. A year ago, I'd seen him on a podcast called Drink Champs. Well, great show. And it was an amazing appearance. Noriega and them were there, the rappers that I love, and they all had their gold chains and stuff on. And Kanye said, only millionaires wear chains. They said, what? He said, I'm a billionaire. Billionaires don't wear their money on their body. I took my chain and I said, oh, snap.
When he did this, when I was watching this live, and he did this, and he tucked it into his shirt and then did not untuck it again, I thought it was very strange. I was like, what the? I was like, did you bring that chain out just for it to be a prop? That's weird. And I was like, I don't know. I just thought about it a lot. And at the end of the act, it all ties back into the necklace and he pulls it back out again. It's because Kanye lost all of his money, so he's a street nigger again, so he needs to pull back the, you know. But yeah, it was strange, Lou, because it was all scripted. It's all scripted, you know, it always is. Of course it's scripted, it's a show, but stuff like that really knocks it into you.
It was good parents, it was fun. And
these people, I mean, it makes you subconsciously think that they're just doing this out of natural talent and that, you know, they're just spewing all these words with skill. And there is skill to it, yes, but it's a lot of memorization and practice, you know. He memorized all of these lines. Now he's saying them to people, and they're laughing at him. It's just, you know, it's comedy, kind of. We do it live here at PNN America.
Funny. But when he woke up, he went on Drink Champs again. This time, he was on once, mad about something. He said, I can say anti-Semitic things, and the Davis can't try me. Now
what? Oh, do you hear that woman? Hear that woman? God, sounded like Sheaf was getting hurt, like she got stabbed, like someone's poking her in the side. Let's hear that again.
He said, I can say anti-Semitic things, and Adidas can't drop me. Now what? Adidas dropped that nigga immediately. Ironically, Adidas was founded by Nazis. And they were offended. I guess this
nice truth drop there.
Dude had surpassed the teacher. It's a big deal. He had broken the show business rules. It's just a rule. You know, the rules of perception. If they're black, then it's a gang. If they're Italian, it's a mob. But if they're Jewish, it's a coincidence and you should never speak about it.
Accurate.
Kanye got in so much trouble, Kyrie got in trouble.
Why is this mindless crowd clapping at that? That wasn't that great.
Kyrie Irving posted a link to a movie that he had seen on Amazon. No caption on the post or nothing like that. But
like, what? Did they applaud that he got punished? Like, what was so amazing about that joke? Like, Kanye was so anti-Semitic that he got punished. And then they all fucking clapped and applauded. It was like a standing O. What the fuck was that about? What the fuck was that?
Apparently this movie had some, I don't know, anti-Semitic tropes or something. It was some weird title, like From Hebrew to Negro or something.
I thought it was his movie. It's not his movie. He was just promoting it. The more you know. I only really follow nigger shit.
And the NBA told me he should apologize, and he was slow to apologize. And then the list of demands to get back in their good graces got long.
$500,000, sucking Jew cock, having anti-Semitism training, etc.
Going longer, and this is where, you know, I draw the line. I know the Jewish people have been through terrible things all over the world, but you can't blame that on black Americans. You just can't. You know what I mean? Thanks to the one person that said me.
You're talking to a bunch of Jews, nigger. They don't like you. They don't care. You're going to see later, he makes a joke about stealing. This woman freaks out. He makes a joke about stealing. This one's like, ha 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 ha, nigger stealing. Ha ha ha, funny. I mean, these people are just, I mean, that's like real racism right there. I mean, of course, niggers steal shit, okay? But, you know, I'm a 4chaner. That's like a real, that's a woman in Jewish, that's the mask slipping. It's different.
I'm open about it. She hides it inside. She's dirty about it. It's dirty racism. This is wholesome racism. It's different.
A fair punishment would be you should just post a link to Schindler's List and y'all write your own captions. Kyrie Irving's black ass was nowhere near the Holocaust. In fact, he's not even certain it existed.
Holocaust denial joke, yeah. Okay, now it goes downhill.
I saw one news pundit screaming about Kanye. She said, mental health is no excuse for that type of language. Yes, it is, bitch. You can kill somebody if you're mentally ill. Listen, okay, I don't think Kanye is crazy at all. I think he's possibly not well.
Right there, called Kanye insane. It wasn't even really a joke. I don't know, like, what was that? Okay, Kanye's not well. Why are you even implying that? Just weird.
Well, I've been to Hollywood. No one wants y'all to get mad at me. I'm just telling you, I've been to Hollywood. This is just what I saw. It's a loose.
It is.
Like.
God, what? Thank you. Just keep calling the kikes out. Please, we're reaching noticing levels that shouldn't even be possible.
But that didn't mean anything. You know what I mean? There's a lot of black people in Ferguson, Missouri. That didn't even run the place.
And yet still controlled... And yet still controlled by the kikes. And yet still controlled by the kikes. Like, do blacks really own Ferguson, Missouri? Or do the kikes own it? Mm-hmm. And listen to that kike audience applaud that. Yeah, the blacks of Missouri. Nah, not the kikes, we swear.
I could see if you had some kind of issue, you know what I mean? You might go out to Hollywood, mine might start connecting something, and you could maybe adopt the delusion.
Hollywood politics, banking, lawyerism, whatever the fuck that is, lawyer, law, etc., etc.
Illusion that the Jews run. Show business, not
everything.
A crazy thing to think, but it's a crazy thing to say out loud in a climate like this.
That would have been funnier if I wasn't pausing every 2 seconds. Whatever, I don't want them to sue me. This is fair use. Fair use if I keep pausing and talking about it. This is content I'm creating or something. It's fuzzy. It's legally fuzzy.
Now the midterms are over. And it's crazy climate. And I got to tell you, I feel like this midterm, like all of humanity depends on it. And it's an ominous sign. The most ominous sign of the midterms, I believe, would be Herschel Walker, who I don't want to speak badly of because he's black.
Oh, but you're gonna. Yeah, I don't want to speak badly of him. But, oh man, don't you love that slap, guys? I don't want, you know, I agree with you guys, blah, 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 but.
But I have to admit, he's observably stupid.
Wow, your joke is he is stupid. Great joke, Chappelle. Listen to how loud this audience is clapping at this shit joke. Like, this Republican running is stupid. I don't want to say that because he's black. Ha ha, clap and applaud. Standing ovation.
Even when he's not talking, his mouth be open a little bit like...
It's a joke.
He's the kind of guy that looks like he thinks before he makes a move on tic-tac-toe.
I think before I make a move on tic-tac-toe, you asshole.
And I'm watching the news now. They're declaring the end of the Trump era. Now, okay, I can see how in New York you might believe this is the end of his era. I'm just being honest with you. I live in Ohio amongst the poor whites.
Oh, the poor whites. Oh, Trump. Fuck you.
A lot of you don't understand why Trump was so...
I am poor white, though. And I like Trump.
Maybe there's something to it.
So popular, but I get it, because I hear it every day. He's very loved. And the reason he's loved is because people in Ohio have never seen somebody like him. He's what I call an honest liar. Well, I'm not joking right now. He's an honest liar. That first debate, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a white... male billionaire screaming at the top of his lungs, "This whole system is rigged," he said. And across the stage was a white woman, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, sitting over there looking at him like, "No, it's not." I said, "Now, wait a minute, bro. It's what he said." And the moderator said, "Well, Mr. Trump, if in fact the system is rigged, as you suggest, what would be your evidence? Remember what he said, bro? He said, I know the system is rigged because I use it. I said, God damn! And then he pulled out an Illuminati membership card and chopped a line of cocaine up and did it right.
Trump would never do cocaine. He hates alcohol. Why would he do cocaine? I don't get why people say he does drugs. I don't think he likes drugs. I think he's like one of those straight edge people. Seems like he just doesn't like substances to me. He likes sugar. Probably caffeine. Doesn't have coke tendencies. Doesn't like itch his nose or... You know who has coke tendencies? Refbot isn't watching anymore. Nick Fuentes has coke tendencies. There's that video of him doing all the coke sniffs. The cut together coke. Maybe I have it. I'll try and find it. Be a good one. Not Trump, though.
No one ever heard
Also, another standing O for the Trump snort and cocaine joke. You think this is a Saturday Night Live audience, guys?
I want to say something that true. And then Hillary Clinton tried to punch him in the taxes. She said, this man doesn't pay his taxes. He shot right back. That makes me smart.
Fucking so great.
And then he said, if you want me to pay my taxes, then change the tax code. But I know you won't. Because your friends and your donors enjoy the same tax breaks that I do. And with that, my friends, a star was born. No one had ever seen anything like that. No one had ever seen somebody come from inside of that house, outside, and tell all the commoners, we are doing everything that you think we are doing inside of that house.
Yep.
And they just went right back in the house and started playing the game again. The Democrats were sore losers. I'm a Democrat, and I'm telling you, as soon as he won, they started saying all that he's colluding with Russia, he's colluding with Russia. It was very embarrassing as a Democrat, but as time went on, we all came to learn he was probably colluding with Russia.
No, he wasn't. What is that? Why is this even in his act? So Trump was colluding with Russia? Trump was colluding with Russia? After the... You got that after the whole Durham probe and all that. You got Trump was colluding with Russia? Because he wasn't. That was not what was came out of that at all. In fact, they spied on him while he was doing his campaign, which is worse than Watergate, by the way. And they found nothing wrong with what he did. So... they spied illegally on a president during a presidential campaign. Illegal.
I even look at his wife different now. His wife is beautiful, no question about it, but she looks like the kind of chick that James Bond would smash but not trust.
What, so Ivanka Trump is a fucking mastermind now? Jesus fuck. Oh my god. This nigger's an idiot.
Documents at his house. What is this? This guy that's famous for not reading his press briefings. Now all of a sudden he got 10,000 documents in his house.
Famous for not reading his press briefings? Yeah, who propagated that news, by the way, Chappelle? And he has all these documents? Yeah, documents he's legally allowed to have.
I've been fired from jobs many times in my life. And I will be very honest with you. Sometimes I was fired. I stole things from the office. Staplers, computer mouses, all kinds of stuff. But you know what I never stole from work? Work.
There's a lady in the back left that was laughing about the fucking him stealing them Karen.
War in Ukraine brought it all into focus. And lucky for everybody in the Western world, the Ukrainians are way better fighters than we thought they'd be.
Oh my god, Ukraine are so much better fighters. It's not the billions of dollars we're injecting into there and all the weapons we're sending. It has nothing to do with that.
And these guys, God bless them.
These guys, these Ukrainian fighters, God bless these Ukrainian fighters. God bless these Nazis, right guys? God bless these Nazis. Bless Azov Battalion. Bless those Nazis. I love Nazis too. Don't you guys love Nazis? Bless those Nazis. I hope they kill the Jews. Don't you? Disavow, that was a joke. That was a fucking joke, FBI. Don't come after me. Fuck.
They killed 10,000 Russians the first week of the war. Even the Vietnamese were like, God damn, those are some good numbers. This is before they had weapons. Before we started sending them weapons, they was killing Russians with things you can find around the house.
What, like that guy that shot the fucking jet down with his rifle?
The guy that shot the fucking F-whatever jet down with his rifle? Like that, Chappelle? Wow. It's literally like, you guys bought that propaganda too? Isn't this propaganda delightful? Yeah, propaganda, 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 propaganda. It's like true. It's like, what happened to all that good stuff at the start of this fucking comedy show devolved into propaganda spew?
That whole country, Ukraine, is littered with traps like Home Alone. They were stepping on rats and touching hot doughnuts. Is Russia losing to the Ukraine?
Yeah, the child from Home Alone dropped bombs on Russians, killing them and obliterating their families and etc. Propaganda.
Like America losing a war to Colorado.
Or to sand niggers twice.
Now the midterms are over and everybody's awake. These new whites, man, they're like newborn babies. Just woke up. Everything white people are mad about, we've been on that. Man, I can't feed my family. White people are like, we've been on that. Man, we can't trust the government. We've been on that.
Dude, you act like this is a fucking black-only thing. Blacks sold blacks into slavery, Chappelle, okay? Well, there's whites that have always been poor, there's blacks that have always been poor, there's blacks that have always been free, there's whites that have always been free. Chill the fuck out, nigger.
Man, we should dismantle the FBI. Word to Martin Luther King, bro. We've been on that.
Okay, he's got us there. He's got us there. He's got us a little bit there. The amount of Jews clapping has me worried that I agree.
Nobody listens to me when I tell these jokes. Ignore me first.
Martin Luther King was an asshole. It was kind of dirty.
Netflix special. What did I say? I said, I don't want a sneaker deal because the minute I say something that makes those people mad, they're going to take my sneakers away. And the whole crowd's like, ha, 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 ha. But now you see Kanye walking around L.A. barefoot with his chain out. This guy lost $1.5 billion in a day. $1.5 billion in a day. I saw that. I said, put your chain on, nigga. Welcome back.
There it is. There it is. Full circle. Right back to the start of the show. He probably thinks he's super clever for doing it that way, too. Probably like, patting himself on the back like 8 times. Like, I'll give you little props. I'll give you little props. You get a little props, Chappelle. You get a little props. It takes some skill to do that, okay? You get some props. That was clever.
It shouldn't be this scary to talk about anything. It's making my job incredibly difficult. And to be honest with you, I'm getting sick of talking to a crowd like this. I love you to death. And I thank you for your support. And I hope they don't take anything away from me. Whoever they are.
Whoever they are. I like that. Whoever they are. But weird for him to go on a huge spiel about that Republican candidate that he thought was stupid. That was the joke. Just weird. Strange. Oh my gosh. This guy goes about the collapse of everything but it's 50 minutes long. I'll watch that on my own time, Salt. Thank you for linking me, Salt. Thank you. I appreciate it, bro. A lot of Ukraine shit. A lot of dead Slavies. Kitty Kung Fu kitties. I saw this on Caturday, but I never watched it. Dude, is that cat walking on water? Holy shit. Dude, that cat just used fucking ninjutsu! Dude. This is incredible. Hey,
Incredible. Sucks. That was incredible. That's the finale. I can't follow that amazingness. That incredible Kung Fu Kitty Cats. It was amazing. Go up to the Kung Fu Kitty Cats. I love you all. I can't follow that. That's amazing. Have a wonderful day. Please like, comment, subscribe. What would you do with $60 billion? What would you do with it? Tell me. How would you change the world? Have a great day. Goodbye.
Finally, we got a Democrat talking head being like, election 2022 is already shaping up to be the best performance by the party holding the White House in recent history. Why? Because the Dems put people over politics and are focused on lower costs, better paying jobs and safer communities. The brazenness of these lies. I know you're scared of your own community. I know you can't afford your groceries or to fill up your car, but we are putting people over,
look, Carl,
over
Carl,
politics.
2 years ago, things were more expensive. My money was worth less. And my community was safer. I don't know what's wrong with you.
It's
what do you not recognize? That things have just gotten better. That is why it's a winning strategy.
It's mad. And so, like, you can just demonize your opponents and lie constantly. And the Republicans on the other side were like, well, the Democrats' anti-MAGA strategy worked. I guess it did. I guess you got totally destroyed because you suck at politics and the Democrats know what they're doing. Or, that's literally all I can say, isn't it?
Better paying jobs. Yeah, now your money's worth 20% less. Everyone's better paid.
Job.
What amazing.
Just imagine how much they were being paid in Zimbabwe. Anyway, that's that.
We made everyone a millionaire. That's why we win. Vote ZANU-PF. We win every election.
I assume that we're not going to put this bit on YouTube because they obviously fucking cheated. Obviously cheated. Come on. I mean, the cheated or Americans are actually fucking retarded. Like, come on. I just don't believe.
Fucking ZANU-PF. Like, yeah. We win every election. Everyone's better paid. The community's safer now that we killed all the white people. Yeah.